And hopefully this is recording to the cloud because it doesn't give me that option. But all right, I'm going to call the September 17th meeting of the WPCA committee to order at 6:32. And if we could just pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the United States of America, and to the Republic, which stands
one nation under
God, indivisible, liberty, and
justice
for all.
All right. Roll call, Mr. Miani.
Here.
Excellent. Mr. Curtis?
Here.
And Ms. Strickland?
Here.
Excellent. So we have a quorum. I'm going to ask if there's anybody from the public that would like to speak. Ms. Chen, I see you raise your hand. How can we assist you, dear?
Yes, I'm representing APAC International Education Partners. I am here to formally request a billing review of our sewer use bill and capital fee bill.
Okay, what we'll do is, because this isn't a lengthy public portion, we'll allow you to speak if we have questions during the review. And you are actually the first major item that we'll get to tonight, so we won't keep you here that long.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? And for the third time, is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, I will close the public portion, and Mr. Hall is joining us now. So I'm going to share my screen. Do, 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 do. Can you guys see that WPCA packet? Let me move this over a smidgen, seeing everybody's here, so I can see it. All right, are you guys seeing my screen? This is item number five. Okay, this is item number five. APEX International Education Partners LLC 2025 bill adjustment for discussion and possible action tonight. I'm going to let Mr. Abel kick this one off. If you could just give us a little background on it.
I'm actually the wrong person to speak on this, as I haven't seen it before.
Really? All right.
I'm not familiar with this at all.
All right. Mr. Hall.
Yes, I believe we have Chun Chen with us tonight. So this is kind of an annual thing. We did it last year too. Basically, the way you calculate the bills for commercial is you take Sims Residential, you take the first, the second quarter, you leave the third quarter out and you double the fourth quarter. And that's how you come up with the consumption amount. Well, as you know, as Apex has pointed out, if you just give us you calculate it based on the four actual quarters, right? Because, you know, we eliminate it because it's supposed to be a high quarter. Well, for them, it's a low quarter because their business is cyclical, and it only really happens, you know, they got most of their usage in December, right? In the fourth quarter when we're doubling it. So we're making it like even worse than that. So last year she petitioned and the board granted it, and I am supportive of doing the same this year.
Excellent. Do I have any questions in regards to this? I don't, Brian, you don't happen to know how much it was last year for the total savings?
It was similar, you know.
Similar.
Yes, last year was very similar. It's about, I think about like 5,900, somewhere there. Very close.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I'm going to ask for a motion then to approve a total savings of $5,376.11 for this.
I think we should approve it as a reduction in the tax amount. Not really savings, right? It's we're reducing the tax from basically 21,584 to 18,000. So you're basically reducing the tax by the number 5,376.
376.11.
Right, correct.
Excellent language. I'm going to amend my motion then to say that we're going to reduce the tax bill for a total reduction amount of $5,376.11. Do I have a second on the motion?
I'll second it, seeing we did it last year, and as long as it's got Brian's blessing.
I have a second by Mr. Curtis. Do we have any other further discussion on the motion? Hearing no further discussion. Mr. Miani, were you going to say something?
I'm not sure. I was interrupted when you were talking, so I'm not sure what the whole scenario here is.
Yeah, so Bob, this is just recalculating the bill based on four quarters of actual usage versus doubling the fourth quarter and eliminating the third quarter like we do with everybody else.
Right.
So this way the bill is based on the actual usage, and otherwise they're gonna get charged way more than they should. So this is just fixing, it generally is supposed to benefit everybody. This in this case, it's hurting this business. So we're just trying to rectify.
But you reducing, what tax are you reducing?
The sewer use and the capital fee, because they're both based on the water usage.
Okay.
And it's a total reduction of their bill, Mr. Miani, of 5,000, just over $5,300.
Okay.
Do I have any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes, Ms. Chen.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great night.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
I know.
All right, item number six, approval of the minutes. We don't have any, so we're skipping over that one. Number seven, Weston and Sampson's engineering report.
Hello, everyone. There's a report. The first item is the Route 34 project that does not seem to want to end. No real update from last month. There was one manhole that was paved over, and that manhole wasn't in the as-built drawings that we had received. So they were directed to uncover that manhole. So I haven't seen that it was done yet, so we'll keep that as a final punch list item. And and I believe they were the state was separately delivering the materials, the excess materials to the WPCA. The next item is the II removal project phase six. National Water Main Cleaning Company will be out there starting, I believe, mid next week to rehab the manholes. There was a pre-construction meeting held almost a month ago, and we've processed all the shop drawings, so they're ready to go, and they're going to be starting. We just confirmed that it will be next week. Just saw something today from National. Third item is the NPDES permit renewal. It's been over a year since we submitted that renewal to the state. Have not heard anything, and that's consistent with other renewal applications that we had submitted on behalf of other municipalities last year. So everybody's still waiting. Unless Ed has seen anything, I haven't.
I have not.
Okay. So on hold. The watering system, that's to my knowledge working. It's done. We could probably take that off the agenda next report, but it's been working. And the next one is the aeration blowers. All three blowers are installed and they're operable. I believe two are on manual. And then there was a meeting last Friday with Aaron's to discuss the programming of the control panel. So that's moving forward. And then we're working with UI to get the grant, the reimbursement grant for all this work. So moving forward with the Naugatuck River siphon project. And the last item is the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. One thing I didn't put on this report was we got word from the state DEP. Remember how we submitted the wastewater facilities plan? Well, it made it through one of the last hurdles for approval. And as we speak, it's out for public comment for not having to do an EIE, an environmental impact evaluation. The DEP recommended that we do not do one. There's no real reason to do one. All the work is within the fence of the plant. There's no environmental impact. So, but it's a process. They have to have a 30-day notification process, public notification. So on October 4th, we'll end that 30-day. So that day should start the process of finally getting our facilities plan approved that we've been implementing since to upgrade the plant. So, and then after that, we'll start meetings with the EP and start lining up a value engineering firm to review what we've done. So to keep the project moving forward. And we've been moving forward with the design all year. So various aspects are moving forward. So,
I think that's it.
Any questions?
I just have a comment, Bob. I thought that presentation that your people did last month was very good. It really kind of brought everything together.
I appreciate that. I want everybody here on this call to see what's being done. It's a big undertaking. A lot of the ideas from Ed's team and Ed himself and our engineers, you got a visual of what's coming.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the report, Mr. Tedeschi. Any other further questions on Mr. Tedeschi's report? We're going to move on to the next item, which is pay the money. This is always a favorite one. So this month is the treatment plant upgrade in the amount of $97,300 for this invoice. Do I have a motion to pay Weston and Sampson for invoice 9250463 in the amount of $97,300?
Make a motion to pay.
Mr. Miani made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion?
No, just that be noted. It was that comes out of the bond money.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? On to the next one. That one passed. This one's got a little error in it.
Yes.
Phase six. You want us to pay the 160? There's 1600.
It was 1600. So yeah, forgot a zero.
Yeah.
Is there a clause for typographical error?
I'm sure when a bill shows up, it's going to be 16 grand.
Yeah. This is for the II project. Yes.
Yeah. So phase six pipeline II. The contract is still $48 and we're still only at 33. So I'll make a motion that we pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 9250462 and the amount of $1,600. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed. So you're all good this month, Bob.
Thank you all.
Next item on the agenda is Mr. Abel.
Well, good evening, all. For the September 2025 meeting, the collection system for August of 2025 responded to a total of 75 call before you dig tickets with three emergencies. And we also responded to two call outs with three emergency after hours call outs. For the treatment plant, we had an average flow of 0.97 million gallons a day, a total flow of 30.15 million gallons a day, with a max daily flow of 1.33 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen for the month was 41 pounds per day, well under our limit of 71 pounds per day, which brought our annual average down to 80.6 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4.2 milligrams per liter, suspended solids 5 milligrams per liter, with an average turbidity of 3.2. Maintenance at the plant, we jet cleaned 7,600 feet of city sewer main, completed construction of the rhino shelter for the camera truck, and we began the installation of the wet well wizard for Burntville Ave pumping station. In general, we still continue to work with the new press to see what the best solids we can get. Went down a little bit from last month, trying some different things. Irregardless, the average percent solids for July with the new press was 23.95%. With the old press, it was around 15, 16%. Continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon, as well as continuing to work with DEP, CTDOT, Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon repair. And lastly, as attached is the report for Ashwood Terrace.
Yeah, that was an interesting read. You want to just, hang on one second here. I'm messing up my own computer. You want to just go right to the Ashwood Terrace report while it's on your list here, Ed?
Sure. Do you want me to just kind of give the overview, or do you want me to read the whole report into the meeting?
No, just I think because we each have the report and it's on file, that just the overview of why we were there and what ended up being not our issue.
Well, we don't believe it to be our issue. So what happened was a while back, the homeowner 13 to Ashwood Terrace reached out to the WPCA as he is on septic system and his septic system was failing. So he wanted to connect the city sewer. So we looked at our GIS system, our mapping system, and it indicated that we had city sewer main going up Ashwood Terrace from Route 34. We went out there to verify, and we could not verify that there were any manholes out there. The street had recently been paved, so we just went under the assumption that the manholes were paved over as what normally happens with paving. So we went out with our camera truck to try to go into the manhole on Route 34, camera up Ashwood Terrace to try to find the line in the manholes, which we could not do. We ended up hiring Frank Pepe to come out and another contractor to come out with a camera to try to do some drillings, some boreholes to see if they could find any manholes, even though we couldn't locate it with the metal detector. Even the other company with the smaller camera said the same thing, that it was a smaller line. We wouldn't have been able to get in there with our camera anyway. It was only a 6-inch line. After talking to some of the homeowners on the street, they said that they've never seen any manholes on that street and they've lived there 25 years. And he believed that the line going up Ashwood Terrace is not a city sewer main. It was the homeowner's private lateral connecting onto Route 34. So, and the reason this gets brought up now is because we have to send it up to Corporation Council. and Corporation Council ultimately is going to have to make the determination of if this is city sewer or if it's the homeowners or the property of the residents on Ashwood Terrace, because he's the one that's going to have to argue one way or the other whether it is, whether it isn't. If they do deem it to be a city sewer, it has to get repaired, which means the entire street will have to get dug up and a new city sewer main will have to be installed.
Very interesting. So I'm new with that, but if I'm going to put in a little road development and that road gets accepted by the town, I could just go out and put my own sewer line in and say, no, I'm just going to connect it to the city. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm sure Kelly knows how that works.
You know, I'm not comparing apples to apples, but for some reason, I remember when I was working with Birmingham, it was the same issue with this as a water line. And I think the water line just went up to that short, that close turn where you go up Ashwood. And I think that was only to take the two houses on each side of it. I think there was an issue back then also with the water line that it might have been installed just for those two homes. So that could very well be. It's just trying to find the paperwork that, you know, the Corporation Council is going to have to find, which I'm sure there probably is no paperwork. Something like that is like a Saturday or Sunday job that nobody knows about and they just tie in. But I remember something, I know it was 20 years ago, but there was something there with the water line and it was the same type of thing. Not that
Mr. Kelly, you are exactly right, because before the digging start and the call before you dig was put in, I guess some of our guys were talking to the water company and they had said that the water line only went up about 30 feet on Ashwood Terrace because, according to their records, it was a private line.
Yeah, there was a blow off. That's why I say where that road makes that short turn to the right just past the homes, I think there was a blow off there at the time.
Yeah.
So I think the Corporation Council is probably going to, you know, decide in our favor that it was a personal lateral put in, especially if it was put in as a six, because the smallest you should be going is eight. So that's another signal that it could have been a private line.
Yes. And we usually have records, paper records and documents in our filing cabinets that have been filed away for X amount of years about anything that has a city sewer main. That's where the hiccup comes in. We couldn't find anything at all. We have no records of anybody on Ashwood Terrace being connected as far as we've gone out and inspected. However, the GIS shows that it's there. So we believe the GIS to be wrong, but that puts us in this situation.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope. I guess I hope there's nothing found. You know, Corporation Council realizes that. Because that's, you know, you've got a newly paved street and you're going to run sewer up there and it's going to be for one house. You know what I mean? If we have to run sewer up that hill, that's going to be a pricey thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for that report. Any other comments on the...
I wonder if there's something on the deeds on that property. It's probably, what, four houses up that hill? You know, they claim it was a city sewer on their deed, or
we actually looked into that at City Hall, and City Hall could not find any deeds with anyone on the street that there was an easement agreement, which there would have been.
Well, they're supposed to be. This for my job, and it's not always the case. I am looking on the maps right now that City Hall has from the 50s and 60s, and it doesn't look like they have anything jotted on the maps at all. So
those homes were put up in the 50s.
Yeah, that's the subdivision maps I'm seeing.
I was a paper boy at the time when it would be built, and I used to deliver papers up there.
Papers or parchment? You didn't have paper back then. Bob, you guys were writing that on old leather shoes.
Stone. No, it was strictly stone.
Oh, okay. You're one strong son of a gun. Well, all right, off the Corporation Council. We'll let them deal with it. Just keep us updated as it comes through, Ed.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, you still with us? I'm going to bring up your check register, which is just a lot of numbers to me, but I don't think that anything was caught my eye as I was going through it.
Yeah, no, this is just all the checks that went out. So, you know, no action, but if you do have any questions or something that doesn't look right, let me know.
Anybody have any questions on the check register report from Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Yeah, I don't have any other larger financial update. As far as the numbers go, we're still working through closing the books for, you know, June 30th. Getting ready for the audit that should kick off in a couple weeks, and you know, maybe next month I'll have something a little tighter. But you know, nothing's changed so far this month.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, the last item on our agenda, it's under old business, but it's actually new because we haven't discussed it yet. But it's in regards to Mr. Abel's review that I put together for him. Just going over a few things, talking to a few other people. I think that Ed and his people have done a really good job this year. I know of several instances in these meetings where we've discussed money-saving things that came up, whereas, you know, these guys figured it out instead of costing us a lot of money. I know they're he and Mr. Tedeschi have been working hard on the FEMA stuff, keeping them going on all that. My recommendation, if we accept this report, is that Mr. Abel would end up getting a 2% raise retroactive back to July 1st of 2025. Did anybody have any questions in regards to the report?
No, sir.
Nope. Not I.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the Mr. Abel's review for fiscal year 25-26, and that he's being given a 2% retroactive raise back to July 1st of 2025. Do I have a second on the motion?
Second
by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion on the motion? Ed, do you want to discuss anything on yourself? Do you want a tattletale or something so we cut this back a little?
No, you know, every year it gets more and more difficult. As Bob knows, you know, we keep running into problem after problem. And if we didn't have the support of this board and, you know, the great group of guys that all come to work every day, we certainly wouldn't be able to make this happen. You know, it truly is a struggle and a pleasure to come to work every day. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Trust me, I sleep better at night. So hearing no other further discussion, motion was made to approve the review. All four.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the review is accepted. Thank you very much, sir. And Mr. Hall, if you would just note that for your records, too. All right. That's all we have, folks. Can I get a number 13 adjournment? Our next meeting will be October 15th at 6:30. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to be there. So. Oh, no, I will be there. I don't go to another tropical island till the week after. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, but you can bring your computer. There's no reason why you can't have a margarita and, you know.
Yeah, I just got back from Key West last night and had to take today off. I had to recuperate from the vacation. So, but all right, next meeting is October 15th, 6:30 on the same Zoom channel. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, you guys have a great one. We'll see you again in 4 weeks.
You too.
Have a good night, everyone.